Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihil karim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. A'udzu billahi minash shaitonir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Him only do we praise and His name do we glorify. We give thanks to Him for the boons and favors He has bestowed upon us. And for all our needs we rely solely upon Him. We seek His forgiveness from the mistakes of our deeds and actions. For whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever goes astray, there is no guidance for him. I bear witness to the fact that no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I further bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to shower His blessings on the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family, his companions, and all believers until the end of time. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His infinite mercy and love for all of us, He has granted us the opportunity to welcome another new year in our lives. And in addition, we are still given the opportunity to worship Him and serve the community. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us. Allah has protected us. Allah has kept us safe. And in witnessing this new year, she is blessings for all of us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this in mind, let us reflect upon a hadith Qudsi, which is narrated by Imam Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "My servants, each of you is in hunger, except those whom I give food. So ask for food from me, and I will give you food." On this blessed day, my dear brothers and sisters, as believers, we are taught to place our hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher. As He is the only one who has the power to grant all forms of goodness to His servants. He suffices all our needs in this world. And in fact, all that we have asked for, including the inner aspirations kept within our hearts, are known to the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And His mercy is abundant for all His believing servants. Many of us must have made resolution that we are going to make changes in the new year. Changes in our lifestyle, changes in some of the things that we need to correct. But one of the changes that we have to make, in my view, is fulfilling the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfilling that amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we are taught in our religion, in our way of life, to always begin our fears by supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We supplicate to Him as we leave our homes, when we board our vehicles. We supplicate to Him when it rains. We supplicate to Him when we eat or drink, and so on and so forth. So making supplication to our Creator or our benefactor teaches us the importance of beginning our actions with the right intention and resolution. It teaches us to strengthen our trust in Allah and rely upon Him in all aspects of our lives. And this is something that we must internalize, especially in facing the new year. Set a new resolution to prepare ourselves in facing the challenging days and nights that is to come before us. My dear brothers and sisters, the year 2020 has been a challenging year indeed. There were many adjustments that we have gone through in our daily lives. Things changed. We were in lockdown. Masajids were closed. And we had to make adjustments. And in making those adjustments, we had to adjust to a new norm. And all the efforts that we have put in thus far, in some cases, in some places, have started to produce results. Even here in New York, the situation seems to have stabilized a little bit. But let us reflect on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, where he promises a good ending for those who strive and have taqwa in Him. For He says, and the meaning, whoever has taqwa in Allah, He, Allah, will grant a way out for him and will provide for him from an unexpected source. And whoever places his trust in Allah, He is sufficient for him. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is set to accomplish His purpose. Allah has set a due measure for everything. Subhanallah. Whoever has that consciousness that Allah is the omnipotent, that Allah is the one in charge, is the one who is going to deliver, or the one who delivers. We have that consciousness, that awareness, with ikhlas, with sincerity, Allah will grant a way for those who have that consciousness. And He, Allah, will provide for that believer, or that individual, from a source that he does not, or he doesn't expect. And the believer who places his trust in Allah, then Allah is sufficient for him. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Your trust in Allah Allah is sufficient for us. And He, Allah, is He accomplishes His purpose. And He has set a due measure for everything. Everything is measured, everything is given in justice. This is what we have to, this is a resolution that we should make in this coming year, for this coming new year that we have entered into. To put our trust in Allah and to fulfill the amana, to fulfill the trust that He has given us. Glory to be to Allah for all His provisions. He has provided us with health and solutions. Alhamdulillah, we are healthy. Allah has kept us healthy. Allah has given us the opportunity to move around and to get things done, to adjust to the new norm. Whatever Allah has provided us with, we should be thankful. We should be grateful. We have to continue striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in this life and goodness in the life hereafter. And we have received some good news. And that good news, the access to vaccine in fighting this virus that is affecting all human beings globally. It has changed our lifestyles. But we should never change our lifestyles, or we should never change our way of life in responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this vaccine that we hope, inshallah, that will provide comfort and ease, which is clearly in line with our religion's guiding principle of seeking cure and treatment for illnesses and diseases. Now that things have alleviated a little bit, it has gotten a little better. I should not have mentioned this, but I will mention it anyway. I am asking that those who are in authority to please consider in the reopening of the masjid. Alhamdulillah, for the recent development and progress with the scientists who have worked very hard and very swiftly in the development and the progress. Indeed, it provides us with a way out. And it becomes a part of our efforts to preserve the well-being of our beloved community. Brothers and sisters, we have heard this statement before. Ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Let this new year become a part of our efforts to preserve the well-being of our beloved community. In doing such, we will be doing good for ourselves, and we will be doing good for those around us. We have to rise up in this new year that Allah has blessed us to witness. We have to rise up, stand firm, stay together to reap the benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to protect us and keep us safe, to continue to grant us good health, to protect us and our community from any form of harm, and help us to overcome this pandemic as soon as possible. Let us increase our taqwa, our God consciousness, by carrying out all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, and refrain from all of His prohibitions. May Allah strengthen our iman, strengthen our belief in His oneness and in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and I want to remind each and every one of you. We are about 3 months away from the blessed month of Ramadan that is going to come to us in the blink of an eye. Let us start making that preparation and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us the opportunity to witness this blessed month in good health, so that we can fulfill our obligation towards Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'ana anka wizrak alladhi anqadha zahrak wa rafa'ana laka zikrak fa inna ma'al usri yusran inna ma'al usri yusra. Verily, with every difficulty comes ease. Every difficulty that we face in our lives, there is ease. We have to be patient we have to stand firm in the belief of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to strive to always do that which is right and stay away from that which is wrong. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to guide us aright, to shower His blessings and mercy upon us, and to allow us the opportunity to always be concerned about what comes, what might come next. We are here today, probably gone tomorrow, but we have today the opportunity to make amends. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ana wa yati wa zikri al-Hakim. Innahu ta'ala jawadun karimun malikum barur rawufur rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati amalina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلي على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأستاذي ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولا ذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزو وجل وتم وحم وأكبر